This week marks the Jewish festival of Hanukkah. Among those celebrating, members of a tiny Jewish community in the Indian state of Kerala. After centuries of living in India, the majority of India's Jewish population has emigrated to Israel, and it might not be long before the community in Kerala disappears altogether. Kavita Pillay reports.
If you're in the Ernakulam market and you're looking for tropical houseplants, pet fish, and a defunct synagogue, Cochin Blossoms offers a one-stop shop. Owner Elias Josephai is better known around here as Babu, and his well-organized store is a sanctuary from the sensory overload of the surrounding market. But little do most of Babu's customers know that the heavy teak doors at the back of the store open into a different kind of sanctuary, the Kadavumbagam Synagogue.
Beautiful. The beautiful place I ever seen in my life. This is this.
Babu is one of about 30 remaining members of the Malabari Jewish community. They've lived here on the Malabar coast in the South Indian state of Kerala for generations. In 1948, the State of Israel was established, and within 5 years, all but 100 of Kerala's 2,400 Malabari Jews had immigrated there. Babu himself tried to go. My family wouldn't allow me, says Babu. My grandmother said that there wouldn't be anyone for Friday prayer services if I left. Ernakulam's Kadavumbagam Synagogue was likely built in the 16th or 17th century. It's been closed since 1972 because there haven't been enough congregants to keep it operating. But the synagogue's earlier grandeur is readily apparent. A rainbow array of glass lamps hangs near the entrance, and overhead, scores of hand-carved and painted wooden lotuses decorate the two-story ceiling. And an intricate red and gold Torah ark stands at one end of the room. But like most of the Jewish residents of this area, the Torah that once stood in the ark now resides in Israel.
From 1972, it's been closed down because no people were there. For the synagogue, there's no money to keep security or anything like that. The surrounding people use this place as a garbage. They threw everything into this compound.
For centuries, Kerala's Jewish minority lived in harmony among Hindus, Muslims, and Christians. Ironically, but perhaps not surprisingly, says Babu, the real conflict was with another group of Jews.
It happens all over the world. Five Jews with six Jews.
In the 16th century, Jews from Europe and the Middle East arrived in what is now Kerala and came to be known as Paradesis, a word that means foreigner in several Indian languages. A power struggle soon ensued between the lighter-skinned Paradesi Jews and the darker-skinned Malabari Jews, as each group sought to establish itself as the first Jewish settlers in the region in order to claim certain privileges from local rulers. Today, as Kerala's young Jews emigrate to Israel and the elderly stay behind, these two communities now share a new commonality. Both may soon be part of Kerala's history. In addition to the 30 Malabari Jews left in Kerala, there are only 9 Paradesi Jews, making the Paradesi the smallest Jewish community in the world. Shalva Weil is a professor of anthropology at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem and a leading authority on the Jews of India. As Weil points out, there are actually too few Paradesi to even be called a community.
According to Jewish tradition, you have to have 10 men to be part of a minyan, which is a quorum. So in Cochin today, there are no 10 Jewish men living there. So therefore, it's really the end of a community from a point of view of the Jews.
Babu plans to live out his days in Kerala, but he expects his younger daughter, 20-year-old Leah, to join her older sister, who has already moved to Israel. Leah has mixed feelings.
When I touched the veiling wall, it was like totally different experience. I felt proud to be a Jew. I did cry. I did have tears in my eyes. If I leave India, I'll surely miss my friends and the culture here. The culture here is different. No wall between Hindu, Muslims or Christians. There it's like you can see Muslims walking on one side and Jew walking on the other side. Yeah, I'll surely miss India.
On this point, father and daughter concur.
India is a holy land because acceptance towards all the religion. This is my motherland. I've called Israel as a fatherland. But for the Jews, there's no life over here.
This week, for the first time since the synagogue closed in 1972, The remaining Malabari Jews of Kerala will open the doors of the Kadavumbagam Synagogue and light the menorah for Hanukkah. For a dwindling community with an uncertain future, it's also a chance to recall a moment in which abundance arose out of scarcity. For the World, I'm Kavita Pillai in Kerala, India.
You can get a sense of the Ernakulam Synagogue's earlier grandeur and check out Babu's Fish. We've got the video at theworld.org.